House Speaker Bryce Edgman and two committee chairmen are from northern or western Alaska. Nome Democrat Neil Foster will be co-chairman of the House Finance Committee. Bethel Democrat Lyman Hoffman will be co-chairman of the Senate Finance Committee. It will be the first time both budget writing committees will have chairs from Bush, Alaska since 1990. Hoffman also was a finance chair then, when he served in the House. Edgman says the rural leaders are part of a broader regional balance that will be good for the entire state.
Well, I think it will be good for rural Alaska. And from my standpoint, it's always good to have regional diversity on the finance committees.
Rural lawmakers have a tradition dating back decades of joining majority caucuses. But this session, they're playing a particularly central role in control of the House. Edgman and Foster join with three Republicans to switch from the current Republican-led majority to the primarily Democratic incoming majority. What this means for rural residents is uncertain. Rural lawmakers have traditionally argued for maintaining or increasing government services. Service increases will be difficult due to the state's budget crisis. But the incoming House majority is interested in striking a balance that includes both spending cuts and new revenue, like a broad-based income or sales tax, to maintain services. Edgman expects Foster and his Finance Committee co-chair Paul Seaton will keep this in mind.
Both individuals, Representative Seaton from Homer, Representative Foster from Nome, are very committed to taking a balanced approach to figuring out the fiscal challenges that lie ahead.
Former University of Alaska Southeast political scientist Clive Thomas notes the state government funds a large share of jobs in rural Alaska, and Thomas expects the rural lawmakers to be at the forefront in defending school funding in particular.
It's a major income generator in most villages, probably the major income generator. So I think that's one of the things that they will be concerned about and want to protect.
Edgman says there's another historic element of the new leadership.
I'm very proud to be the first Speaker of Alaska Native Heritage, and that's something that I hope can serve as a role model for future speakers with Alaska Native blood.
Edgman's a little less than a quarter Aleut, and he also grew up learning Yupik words and phrases in Dillingham, where the two cultures overlap.
I grew up in a small town, so I bring small town values to whatever I do, and I think by nature I'm somebody who listens first, and I'm not always the biggest talker in the room, and maybe that harkens back to my Alaska Native upbringing.
The budget's effect on rural areas and the rest of the state will be clearer in mid-December when Governor Bill Walker unveils his budget proposal. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.